This is In Play Radio from William Hill. William Hill leads the betting industry in sports podcasts, with top names previewing thousands of matches, games, races, frames, legs and innings every year. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store. In Play Radio from William Hill.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Ian McCulloch to look ahead to the final of the Masters coming up on Sunday afternoon around 1 o'clock between Neil Robertson and Sean Murphy. Promises to be a fascinating encounter. First things first, how are you, Ian?
I'm all right, pal, are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, Robertson and Murphy been in, well, understandably very, very good form this week.
You have to really get to the final.
But prices 1-2 for Robertson. Murphy at 13-8. We were just having a brief chat outside there. You saying there's no great value in backing Robertson at 1-2, despite the fact that he has been in sensational form.
It's priced absolutely right, isn't it? You know, he's got to be favourite because he's world number one. You know, but you've got two players, not only obviously the best two players of the week always get the final, but you've got two players who've actually, after shaky starts, have just been absolutely phenomenal. To be honest.
You mentioned the shaky start there. Murphy got past Selby 6-5.
6-5, he hung on. He was 5-1 up and Selby did what Selby does. He just chipped away and chipped away and chipped away. And Mark had a couple of chances in the last one, should have put it to bed. And you start thinking, wow, is Sean's name on this now? You know what I mean? And then his last two matches, Murphy, he's just been absolutely phenomenal on, I think it was Friday evening, against Stephen Maguire from 2-0 down to win 6-4. And Maguire can't say he played, but Maguire played fantastic and he lost 6-4. Murphy played great. And then last night, Murphy just turned up the heat, 2-0 down, nick one to go 2-1, and then just went absolutely berserk. He went 80, 80, 70, 80, 60. You know, he made one mistake in five frames and Mark Allen was just had no reply. But he couldn't do anything about it. It wasn't Mark Allen's bad play. It was Murphy's excellent play. And the same for Robertson. You know, he fell over the line 6-4 against Rob Milkins in the first round. No disrespect to Rob Milkins, I think Neil probably took him a little bit lightly and that's why he played like he did. And then he's just gone into overdrive after that. He was absolutely superb in beating Ali Carter 6-1. Kept Carter out, you know, and a few of the cynics said, well, Ali Carter's not this or not that. He's not back to full health. It doesn't matter whether he's back to full health the way Robertson played. And I did say I fancied Robertson to beat O'Sullivan yesterday if he played like he did against Carter. And if anything, he played better against Ronnie. And prove me right again, where Ronnie's always too short to back and you put Ronnie under pressure, he goes a few frames behind and he doesn't respond these days. He's always in front when he's winning. And you've got two just... I hope they both play like they have been doing today because it could be, seriously, one of the best matches you'll ever... snooker matches you'll ever see.
There will be people out there who are saying, right, I saw Robertson demolish O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Obviously, O'Sullivan with the reputation that he has.
Yeah.
Is the 1-2 not, as 1-2 shots go?
I know exactly what you're saying. It's not that it's not value, right? But he's in front on the head-to-heads. I think he's 19-10 up on the head-to-heads. They've had a mix of, this is a rerun of the final 3 years ago where Robertson won 10-6 and they both played really well. But Murphy's beaten Neil in enough big end matches, world championships and finals and stuff. Like, Sean won't worry about beating him. The one little thing, and it's not as much as I fancy backing Robertson, it's maybe more I don't fancy backing Murphy. Murphy keeps saying about doing, he's not done the Triple Crown yet. He's won the World, he's won the Masters. He's won the UK, but he hasn't won the Masters yet. Neil has done that. And proving himself. And I don't know whether Murphy puts himself under a little bit of pressure to do that or not. But then the flip side of that coin is, he should have gone out against Selby. Is his name on it? Is it Murphy's time to be cemented amongst the game's greats? Because I think there's only about 8 or 9 who've done, I might be wrong, it might be a couple more, it might be a couple less, but somewhere around that figure, who've done the Triple Crown of the World, UK and Masters. You know, when you think some of the great players we've had over the years who never did that, you know, your Jimmy Whites, your John Parrotts and them sort of players.
Ian McCulloch.
Ian McCulloch, yeah, he's absolutely right. But, you know, he's joining an elite group, any of your Hendrys, you know, your O'Sullivans, your Higginses, you know, your Davises, you know, true legends of the game. And that, and it will put him up in that legends bracket then.
Just a couple more things. You mentioned the head-to-head record.
Yeah.
Robertson does tend to... Well, he's got a very favourable head-to-head over the sort of longer games, as this
Yeah,
one is.
He has, yeah. But again, I think what Robertson's developed into, if you'd have said to me 10 years ago that Neil Robertson is going to be this and that, I'd have said, you know, you're crackers, because Neil used to be an absolute dream to play because you could tie him in knots and he used to be hang himself, basically. Mm. But he's become a very, very, very good match player, an all-round percentage player, match player. He's not quite a Selby or a Higgins, what a John Higgins was, but he's still a very, very competent all-round match player. And what Neil has in abundance is bags of bottle. Mm. And again, I might just slightly edge with Robertson, simply because Murphy, and he admitted to it the other day on telly, the way he plays, he does push the ball out a little bit more often than Robertson. And it's a bit sort of, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. He'll take maybe one or two long balls on that Robertson wouldn't take on. And Robertson's arguably the best long potter in the game at the moment. And Sean realises that if them balls don't go in, he's prepared, and that's where fully commitment comes in. He's prepared to miss them balls and accept the consequences. But also at the same time, when that low percentage ball goes in, he's prepared to reap the rewards. Mm. And that's what, you know, they're both entertaining players to watch because they go for the shots. You know, he's got all, as I say, it's got all the makings of being a classic.
Okay. We spoke about Murphy, the fact that he has been going behind in games. He may struggle in this one if he allows Robertson a bit of a stab. We've got the betting here. Robertson 1-2, Murphy 13-8. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of good markets on the website there. Willoughby a 147. Yes, 16-1. You can back the match result and both players to win 7 frames. Robertson's 2-1. Murphy is 3-1. There's all your different handicaps there as well. What markets would you be interested in here, Ian? And what do you think the correct score will be?
The one I'm going to go for a repeat of the final 3 years ago where Robertson won 10-6. I've just got a sneaky feeling that he's just going to have that little bit too much. And I'm going for 10-6 again. But the market I really, really like with these two, and it might not appear on the console until we go in running. Mm-hmm. So you might have to watch it in running. But these two are very, very heavy scorers. We were a little bit unlucky with Murphy last night. I mean, he's gone 80-80, 70-100 or something like that. And he could have been 5 century breaks, basically. And he had one. And you can get in running. We generally get about 4-1 each frame on there being a century break. And I think that's an absolutely Boston bet today, that. I read a bit of a Stokes there saying they're Boston, isn't they? But I do. I think so. I really like the look of that. And the other one, it's always around 5-6. And it's over 100.5 points in a frame. Because these two are two of the biggest hitters in the game. They don't hang around. You know, they're not going to go 20 and put you behind a bolt colour and go 20 and put you behind a bolt colour. These guys are big punchers. You know, they're heavyweights. And you know, I could see both of them being very, very favourable punts today.
Okay. As you said, you have to get on them in play, but yeah, that's absolutely fine. The two markets that you could maybe get that are there right now are the two headline offers. Robertson to win and make 2 or more match century breaks at 11-8.
Great bet. Great
or if you think that Murphy will, Murphy to win and make 2 or more match century breaks at 3-1. So you're just boosting the two prices.
I could definitely play that Robertson bet. There's definitely something in that.
Okay. So would that be the one that you'd be most keen on, do you think?
You've twisted me. I'm going then.
Okay. And we're going for 10-6.
I think 10-6 Robertson.
Okay. Great stuff, Mac. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the action this afternoon.
Cheers, Pop.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.